Srbije.
In fact, you are within the heart of Serbia.
Jer Kosovo I Metohija nije prosto deo teritorije države Srbije, to je njeno srce I njena duša.
Because Kosovo and Metohija are not just a part of Serbia. You are here in the heart of Serbia. Kosovo and Metohija, far from being just a province or a region, is actually the heart and soul of Serbia.
Kosovo I Metohija je kolevka srpske državnosti, srpske kulture I srpske duhovnosti.
Kosovo and Metohija is the cradle of Serbian statehood. This is where the state of Serbia came into being, of its statehood, of its culture, and of its spiritual life.
Na Kosovu I Metohiji se nalaze najznačajniji duhovni centri srpskog naroda, naši veliki manastiri.
In Kosovo and Metohija you will find the most important cultural monuments and spiritual monuments of Serbia, our monasteries.
Na Kosovu I Metohiji postoji 1300 crkava I manastira.
There are
pravoslavne crkve.
There are in Kosovo and Metohija 1300 churches and monasteries of the Serbian Orthodox Church.
Mnoge su od njih u ruševinama.
Many of them are mere ruins.
Još iz turskog vremena.
Wrecked they were even as long ago as Turkish occupation.
A mnoge su porušene u zadnjih 10 godina.
But many have been destroyed within the last 10 years.
Ipak još uvek su veoma poznati duhovni centri kao što je Petska patrijaršija, Manastir Dečani, Manastir Gračanica, gdje se sada nalazimo, koji su građeni u 13. I 14. veku.
Nevertheless, there are still standing, some of them, and you will see them, the Patriarchate of Peć, Gračanica, where you are now, Dečani, for instance, which were built in the 13th and 14th centuries.
Ti manastiri su tapije na Kosovo I Metohiju I najbolji dokazi da je to srpska teritorija.
These monasteries, these churches are the best deed such as you have on a house to a proof of the property that you own is the deed, right? The title to a house.
Serbia.
This is the best type of title deed that the Serbs have as to their ownership over these holy places.
Srbi na ovim prostorima žive preko 1000 godina.
The Serbs in Kosovo, autochthonous Serbs, the population which was born here, has been here for the past 1000 years.
O tome svjedoče mnogi naši spomenici, pre svega crkvi, manastiri, ali I srednjevekovni vladarski gradovi.
Which are testified to, or attested to, by many of these churches and monasteries, but also by our royal cities.
Ali Kosovo I Metohija je jedan prostor koji, nažalost, ima veoma tužnu istoriju.
But Kosovo and Metohija, unfortunately, is also a region with a very sad history.
Za vreme turske vladavine na ovim prostorima,
under Turkish occupation,
proteran je tada veliki broj Srba koji su morali da napuste ove krajeve.
There was a great exodus of Serbs because they were exiled, they were forced to leave. By the Turks, they were forced to leave this region.
Od tada se broj albanskog življa umnožava na Kosovu I Metohiji.
And ever since then, the number of the Albanian population has been growing.
U turskim popisima iz 15. veka zabeleženo je, i to se zna po istoriji, da je bilo samo 3% albanskog življa na Kosovu i Metohiji u 15. veku.
Turkish documents of the 15th century, if you were interested to go to Turkey and look up Turkish documents of the 15th century, you will find that in the 15th century, there were only 3% Albanians of the Kosovo population.
Od kraja 17. veka, posle velike seobe ili progona Srba sa ovih prostora, njihov broj se naglo uveća.
But after the 17th century, after the great emigration of the Serbs from forced immigration, when they were sent into exile up north, the number of Albanians rapidly increases and the number of Serbs, of course, rapidly decreases.
Njima je omogućeno, zato što su još u to vreme, veoma rano, primili islamsku veroispovest od okupatora Turaka.
This was made possible for the Albanians because they, as a group, as an ethnic entity, embraced Islam after the Turkish invasion.
Kao takvi bili su povlašćeni u Turskoj imperiji.
And as such, they enjoyed many privileges in the Turkish Empire.
I bilo im je dozvoljeno da razne zločine vrše nad hrišćanima, nad Srbima.
And they were allowed, they were permitted, to perpetrate all sorts of crimes against the Serbs because they were protected by their faith.
Oni su tu blagonaklonost okupatorskih vlasti turskih veoma dobro koristili.
And the Albanians were very clever in using this favored position that they were granted by the occupying powers.
I ne samo tada.
And not only then.
I za vreme Prvog i Drugog svjetskog rata,
even during World War I and World War II,
Šiptari su uvek bili na strani okupatora.
The Albanians were always on the side of the invading armies.
I koristili vreme okupacije da što više zla nanesu Srbima, da što više Srba prognaju sa ovih prostora.
And they used the Albanians were always on the side of the invaders, and they used the invaders' support. They were the quintessential collaborators in World War II, for instance. And they used that attitude of the invader towards them to grab as much property as they can, to kill as many Serbs as they can, to force them to leave this land in as great numbers as they could.
To je kratak presek historije našega naroda ovde.
So this is a short overview of the history of our people here.
U novije vreme, evo sad je 10 godina, za 20 dana bit će kako je počelo bombardovanje, NATO bombardovanje Srbije.
In recent times, in a few days, we shall observe the 10th anniversary of the beginning of bombing by NATO.
I to bombardovanje i dolazak međunarodne zajednice na Kosovu i Metohiju.
And the bombing by NATO and the arrival of the international community in Kosovo.
Šiptari na Kosovu i Metohiji doživljavaju kao novu okupaciju ovih prostora.
For the Albanians, that bombing and the arrival of the international community here was experienced by the Albanians as a new invasion, as a new occupation.
Koriste blagonaklonost Amerike i mnogih država iz Evrope, nažalost.
And they were able to continue to use them as they used previous occupations in the same way, using the benevolence of the international community.
Da ostvare svoj vekovni san i očiste Kosovo i Metohiju od Srba.
To use it in order to make true their sanctuary dream, which is to separate Kosovo and Metohija from the Serbian state.
U zadnjih 10 godina,
in the past 10 years,
pod vlašću UNMIK-a,
under the controlled UNMIK.
I u prisustvu KFOR-a koji je trebao da omogući miran i bezbedan život svima.
And in the presence of KFOR, which are supposed to be peace forces, to with a mission, with an assignment to keep peace for all the population in Kosovo.
Izvršeni su nečuveni zločini nad srpskim narodom.
Unheard of, unspeakable crimes were committed against the Serbian people.
Izvršeno je najveće etničko čišćenje u mirnom periodu bilo gde u svetu.
They have managed to carry out the most thorough and efficient and extensive ethnic cleansing which has ever been seen in the world history.
Prognano je sa Kosova i Metohije 2/3 srpskog naroda koji su živeli ovde do 99. godine.
There are 2/3 of the Serbian population has been expelled from these regions. These are people who had lived here for centuries.
To je 250.000 Srba je poterano sa ovih prostora.
250.000 Serbs were simply exiled from Kosovo.
Preko 1000 ih je ubijeno u tom periodu.
Over 1000 was killed in the same period.
Još toliko je kidnapovano.
Another 1000 was kidnapped.
Koji su postradali na razne načine.
And that kidnapped group has suffered in various ways.
Mnogima su prema novim nalazima nasilno vađeni vitalni organi i prodavani širom sveta.
And as you may have read, I'm sure you have, there is evidence now that many of the kidnapped people were used for harvesting their organs, which were then sold throughout the world.
Spaljeno je porušeno preko stotine sela u potpunosti. Spaljeno sela, preko stotinu sela.
Over 100 entire villages were torched and destroyed.
Uništeno je, spaljeno ili naseljeno, useljeno desetine hiljada srpskih domova i kuća na Kosovu.
Tens of thousands of Serbian houses were either destroyed or were given over to new illegal owners to use as their own.
A što je još najstrašnije, to moram da vam kažem.
And what is even worse, which is even more horrible, and I'm forced to tell you that.
Spaljeno je i uništeno preko 150 crkava i manastira poput Gračanice.
Over 150 churches like Gračanica have been destroyed, torched.
Sve je to izvršeno pred licem i očima celoga sveta.
All this happened with the whole world watching.
Pod navodnom zaštitom Ujedinjenih nacija.
Under the so-called protection of the United Nations.
I pod zaštitom KFOR-a.
And under the protection of peace forces of the KFOR troops.
I još nešto, niko od tolikih počinilaca tih zločina nije do sada otkriven i izveden pred lice pravde.
And worst of all, not a single one of the perpetrators of all these crimes has been caught and brought to justice.